Wes Wyatt. What's going on, brother?
I couldn't be more excited if I were two people, because you know what, Randy? We are about ready to get Marvinized.
You know, I have got Marvinized. Where'd that be gotten? I don't know. Me and my English. But I have became Marvinized many times in person at shows and events where he spoke. And I've been Marvinized. I've been blessed to be Marvinized in person with him for breakfast, setting in Nashville outside of a little spot. And I'll tell you one thing. If you don't get Marvinized, you haven't lived yet, right?
No.
And we've lived a lot. So,
what do you think?
Yeah, you know, big question I have for you, though. We have to go there, and then we'll get over to Marvin. But how's for people that are listening on audio, not watching us on video, vlogcast, if you will. I love the new look with the no facial hair, dude. I mean, that's kind of nice.
Well, you know, the CPAP mask that I wear is dictating it. If it was up to me, my beautiful wife, Julianne, my kids, my animals who look at me like a deer in the headlights when I come around the corner, and they've not seen me with without anything but a goatee, and my dog's acting like it's going to bite me and all that, you know, it would be on my face. But health reasons are keeping me non-goateed, if you will.
Well, yep. Well, fair enough. Well, you look good. So, well, and you really look good. You really look good to our folks on the audio side of this. You look absolutely,
and I've been told spectacular. That. I have been told that many times that I have a good face for radio, and we prove it every Monday. So it's all
every
good.
Monday, don't we? You got it.
That's right.
What do you think? Do you think we should go talk to Marvin? Because we got some. Fun
I think
stuff
that
to
he's a lot better than me. So yes, let's do that. We'll run a bumper, and then we'll be back with Marvin. You guys can get Marvinized. All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Boom. Marvinized. I have it right here.
Well, I got a question.
Yes.
What do I have to do to get my own walk-up music like you? I mean, I like that little intro that Building Wins. I like the beat. I mean, I need to get on board.
You do? Because, I mean, that does sound good, doesn't it?
It sounds great. I love it.
It even makes me sound good, which is amazing. Yeah. So, Wes, so
you, this was worth tuning in with you today to say, hey, I got to get my own little intro walk up.
There you go. It's kind of like the walk up music, like the baseball players have, and they come from the dugout up now. You know, I like it.
A little short song, yeah.
Maybe that's what we should start doing with this show, Wes. Take notes, buddy. Is we should have a walk up music for every single guest in the future. What do you think?
I love it. I gotta start working on that.
Yeah, work on that. Send me what you want, because we aim to please. We want to be your favorite podcast ever. So
okay.
So Marvinized again, and that's what we're going to talk about today, amongst other things. But first, I really want to, because I feel remiss if I didn't do this. Thank you again for breakfast back in what town? Solon.
Solon. Yep.
Yes. Marvin. The rumor is not true. Marvin is not that cheap. He did buy me breakfast.
and the place was called Yours Truly. It's a chain. And I forgot it was over in that area, so it worked out well. We had a great breakfast together.
Yes. It's so just real quick, my friends, for anybody that doesn't know Marvin, which is like out of the 8 billion in the planet, I can't believe there's more than 3 or 4 that don't. But if you're out there, if you don't know Marvin, and if you've not been Marvinized, it's my show, so I can do what I want, right? I'm going to be brutally blunt. You're nuts. You're nuts if you have not been Marvinized. That's all I'm going to say. Marvin and I have known each other for, 3, 4, 5 years now, maybe longer. I watched Marvin speak. I watched you speak at a Buckeye Frame Builders Association meeting, I think, several years ago.
Right.
Loved what you did. We chatted after the show. We've become friends since. We met up for breakfast, as I said, which brought that up again. I'm going to owe you breakfast next time. Damn, I should have left that alone. But anyway.
Well, we hung out in Nashville too, remember?
Pardon? Yes, in Nashville. Nashville, we met up. Marvin and I have become good friends, and he's a buddy, a brother, a pal. He's just not my sometimes bodyguard because Wes has that, and Wes is bigger. So, and if I get out of line, I want the best opportunities I have. But, you know, so Marvin is, he goes by the sales doctor. He's got a book, Get Marvinized, well known as the sales doctor. And he's been on the show before, probably be on again. But today we're kind of a special thing we want to talk about, right, Marvin? You got something sort of exciting coming up for the world of sales. If you're in sales, and I know the open-ended question I'm asking here, but is everybody in sales?
Or is everybody's it just for, in sales.
Everybody's in sales, right?
Yeah, we've all heard the expression, nothing happens until somebody sells something. And I've had the honor of partnering with National Frame Builders Association to provide what we're calling Mastering the Sales Essentials. Mastering the Sales Essentials. And it's going to begin of 2023. What a great way to start the year. Exactly. Session one is actually January 17th. We're going to run these sessions from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So other time zones can jump on, and it will be for five consecutive Tuesdays.
Five Tuesdays of Marvinized. Wow.
Yes.
And you know, it's what I'm not, you and I've talked about this for a while, right? What you're doing, and I'm happy to be involved to help you promote this because of what you do. But this, whatever it is that's in this, I don't know that I've sat through the exact class that you're giving, the webinar you're giving. I'm going to, but I can tell you, as I've said earlier, and I don't want to blow a lot of smoke because in case you screw up or something, and I look bad, right? But it's going to be spectacular because you have a way of making it simple, making it easy, making it fun, and so maybe I don't know how far you want to go into this, but we got five sessions. Each session, I assume, is going to touch on a different mini subject, if you will, under the concept of mastering sales. Do you want to give us a little hint there? Or no?
And actually, it's six sessions.
Is it six?
I'm sorry, you're right. Five sessions. But I'm going to incorporate some topics during those six sessions that I really believe are necessary for anybody that works in this industry, the National Frame Building Association has been kind enough to let me do this, but it's not just for the true salesperson in that company. I believe it's for anybody that has contact with customers. It could be the on the counter. It could be somebody answering the phone. It could be somebody who's answering, who's addressing someone coming into the their building, or somebody going out to hopefully bring in a new opportunity. So we'll be talking about things like how to become that trusted advisor. That's actually session one. How do you become that trusted advisor? We all know, you've heard that expression many times, Randy, that people buy from people who they know, like, and trust. So we'll talk about how do you build that, because you only have seconds to do that. Then we'll get into if we only have seconds to build that know, like, and trust, that means we should be asking questions and listening. So we'll be talking about what do those questions look like? What do I need to know before I start talking? And we'll spend some time identifying those specific areas. Then we'll go into the importance of selling value, not price. One thing I learned from speaking at some of the conventions that the NFBA puts on is the fact that all these companies are at the top in their industry, which means you can't sell price. You have to sell value. So we'll talk about how do you do that in a way that people know that you're providing a solution for them that's well worth the investment. And we all know that we're going to get some resistance. So we'll be focusing on price and postponement and competition. And how do you maneuver past that resistance to turn that into an opportunity to get that customer to commit? And sometimes the commitment is actually getting them to actually come in your facility or have us go out and meet with them. So it's all about overcoming let me think about it, and your price is too high, or I'm getting other quotes. And, you know, I got some formulas that are very simplistic to help people get past that. And then that last session, we'll talk about how do you close for commitment? How do you get that commitment? You know, sometime we should be assertive. Sometime we should be assumptive. Sometime we should be direct. And then sometime we give people choices. But I really want to share some effective techniques on how to gain that commitment from the person that you're talking to, whether it's on the phone or face-to-face. And we're going to, and here's the key to this. Man, we're going to have some fun doing it at the same time. Anybody that's been in any of my sessions know I always start off with two rules. First rule, boy, let's have fun. Because these are going to be virtual. So I definitely got to make this 60 minutes of virtual fun. Second thing is I want to make sure that everybody walks away with a return on their investment. And I'll tell you, this investment, you can't beat it. You can have your whole company come to this for only $295 if you register by January 31st. That's unheard of.
That's a crazy number.
Yeah, that's a crazy number. So if you have 30 people in your company that's going to attend this, think about it. You take that $295 divided by 30 and then divide it again by the five sessions, I may have to ask for a refund.
Hey, tipping has been big lately. I think you should have a little tip jar.
Give me a virtual tip. Yeah. So it's definitely priced right. They're going to get a return on their investment. So my recommendation is if you're the slightest bit interested, make sure you go and you saw the information listed there. But you can also go directly to the NFBA. On their site, they have information there too for you to sign up. Anything after that will be considered as general admission, and that starts January 1st. That's $350. We're also lucky because anybody that's a member of the association will get an additional, I believe, $25 off your registration just for being a member.
Wow. The good just keeps coming.
Well, you can't beat it. Five-part series, once a week from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. You're having fun and you're learning something at the same time that's going to help you definitely more than pay for the time that they're going to spend with you.
Well, exactly. And I think a real key point that you hit on, Marvin, is the fact that it's for everybody in the company.
Yes.
They need to bring everybody because you mentioned – you'd mentioned it early on, and I think it's a great point. Let's take, if you're a contractor, right, and you're going, yeah, but my crew guys don't need to. They're crew guys. They're throwing on steel and two befores and setting trusses, or they're a truck driver. They're just dropping off things. But you know what? Those people have more contact many times with that homeowner than the salesman does, right? Yeah, they're there every single day, and it's a simple matter of how do you greet people? How do you approach people? How do you make them feel like, hey, we're glad we're here to build this building for you today, or we're glad you came into the store? It could be the person, the 18-year-old kid stocking shelves, right? If you walk in, you're walking on the shelf, he may not know the answers, but he can say, hey, good morning. Thanks for coming to Billy Bob's Wrinkled Tin, right? Anything I could, right? I can't get anybody to take that name yet, by the way, but I think Wrinkled Tin is perfect. I had a good friend.
You never know. There may be somebody already out there that's captured that name, you know?
They may, because I think the idea that you take perfectly good flat material and then you wrinkle it all up and sell it for more. I mean, come on. I mean, if you get away with that, right? But you know, back to what I was saying, if this kid just says is trained and understands, hey, thank you for stopping in. Anything particular you're looking for? Yeah, I'm trying to find whatever. Well, he may go, well, it's just down there on aisle 7 or I don't know. Well, how about, you know, as simple as, you know what, I'm not sure because I do this after school. I'm stocking shelves, but let me go get one of the sales guys, right?
Yeah.
Big difference on how you feel about that company, isn't it?
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too, that people forget sometimes. What I'm going to be talking about is not just for work. It's just for life. Because we're talking about communication 101. Mm-hmm. How do you communicate with someone that will do four things? I call them the four R's. One, they come back as a repeat customer. That's the first R. Two, that repeat customer gives you the second R, which is referrals.
Right.
Three, not only do you get repeat referrals, you get requested. So now they come back in and ask for you personally. And I think the best compliment that you can ever get is when somebody comes in or calls in and asks specifically for you. You've definitely built that know, like, and trust. You've definitely created an experience that is to the point where they only want to talk to you. And fourth, which I've been talking about these last couple of years that came into play, is reviews. You know, people are going to go on their social media and see what other customers that have used you are saying about you. You know, so you want to have good reviews. You want to be requested. You want those referrals, and you want that customer to come back. And I can guarantee you, whoever attends this session, that's one of the biggest benefits you'll get from being a part of this five-part series.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. You know, the so spot on. Right, there it is. Look at that. Repeats, referrals, requested, reviews.
Yeah.
Look at that. Just, it's almost magic. Wes is magic. He is a magician. Did you know that Wes is a magician?
I'll tell you what. He put it up quicker than I could have put that up there.
I often like to say, okay, I've never said it before. That's a lie. But Wes, there's nothing he can't do.
I believe it. And look, he came up with that walk-up music for you. So
he did, huh? Look at it. It doesn't get any better than that. But you know, a point that we can unless there's something else to end on, is we're all in sales. We've talked about that. But like you said, in personal life, because I'd like to ask the question before to somebody if I'm talking or whatever, who all's in sales in here? The guys wave, and then the other guys don't. Well, hold on. Do you have a – let's just start with this one because most people do. Do you have or want to have a significant other? Because if you have or do, I can guarantee you looking around this room, you didn't do it on your looks, boys. So
that's right.
Right? So that's you right. Sold your significant other on the pain is much greater to not have me in your life than it is to have me in your life, right?
That's right.
And so if you remember that, I think, as a salesperson, right, or anybody, we're selling all day. If you're the youth pastor at your church, you're selling on the idea of coming to church, of buying in, of giving and doing, right? If you're a baseball coach, a basketball coach, you're selling a team on following you, on the hard work, right? So it you're right. It really is for everybody.
Yeah.
All day, all the time.
You just made me think of something, Randy. One of our goals going into 2022, my pastor came to me and said, you know, Marvin, I would like to do a lot more outreach to the community than what we were doing before. Could you do a little training on how to engage people in conversation? I said, oh, I'd love to. And a lot of what I'll be talking about with this group that signs up for this series is the same thing I talked about with members of our congregation on how to engage people outside of the church, as well as within the church. So this is not rocket science, but I'll tell you what, if you haven't been instructed on how to do it correctly, you're out there doing a presentation. And you've heard this expression, nobody wants to be told what to do and talked into it.
Right.
Nobody. So I am looking forward to this opportunity to teach people or remind people what communication really should look like, whether you're at work or whether you're out there doing your thing in a personal setting.
Love it. Well, Marvin, this is going to be amazing. So let's do the day. So January 17th is the first
day. Yeah, well, session one will be January 17th, as you just said.
Yep.
And then it will be for four consecutive Tuesdays from 10 to 11, January
Beautiful.
14th,
Beautiful.
January 31st, February 7th, and February 14th. Beautiful. Wes has already scrolled it up, and the link is there too for that information. So hopefully they'll get a chance to, you know, do some research on their own. They can also go on my website to learn a little bit more about me if this is the first time hearing about me, and that's very simple, marvinmontgomery.com. So I'm excited about the opportunity. It's going to be fun.
Well, it is. And I'm excited to have you on chatting about it today. And I'm excited for everybody to get on. And a super shout out to any of my BFBA and NFBA friends. And get on this thing. Do not miss. Y'all know Marvin, or you should, or you've heard of him. But you've got to get on this. It's I know in sales we never want to use this word, but I got to use it because it fits here. It's cheap. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think I started at Buckeye, didn't I? I think the first thing I did was Buckeye, and then Buckeye referred me to the National Association. So
exactly.
And I've actually done some individual companies that do the framing. So it's been a good experience and exposure for me.
Beautiful.
Working with this industry.
Beautiful. Well, hey, my friend, any parting words or we'll get on out of here?
Well, for anybody that's listening or watching, you'll see my fishing poles in the back on your right or left, depending upon what your screen is. You'll see my grandkids on the right. And I'm doing some collections for our church and that Wes pointed out. We got some Christmas cookies and things that we're giving out to families. So starting Beautiful. To stockpile that because, look, we all need to have that attitude of gratitude going into this holiday season.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Hey, Wes. Wes. Well, hey, Wes, good job in the background. Marvin, my friend. Yeah, well done. Again, as always.
Thank you.
And I'm going to see you in Nashville. Not Nashville, Louisville.
Louisville. I'm going to drive down. I'll see if my bride will come with me. So we'll
yes, I would love to see her again. We'll get dinner, lunch, or coffee, or do something.
Absolutely.
And I have put in to introduce you for at least one of the shows.
Oh, okay. Well, you remember, anybody that's planning on coming to my workshop, you better get there early because I'm not bragging, but it was standing room only. I did 3 in Nashville, and they had to bring in chairs.
Yes, I remember that. I felt like all we've been through together that I could have got a center stage right in front, but it didn't happen. I had to stand out in the lobby, but we'll deal that one next time, buddy.
All right, you got to get there early.
I guess so.
I think you were a gentleman, though, Randy. You gave up your spot. You gave up your seat.
I did, because always do I give my spot up, except for at the table with Wes. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure. And happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well. You as well. Enjoy, and we will see each other soon.
Thank you, sir.
And everybody else, love the man, Marvin Montgomery. You're going to love what he does, love what he brings to the table. I can't stress enough. It has nothing to do, a tiny bit to do, but it really has nothing to do with the fact that he has become a brother, a friend, a pal, and just a great guy. But this is so inexpensive for what it is, and I can personally vouch for having both personal time with Marvin and Marvin and his lovely wife, being Marvinized at shows. The guy's a real deal. Sign up. That's it. I am going to get out of here for now, and I would like everybody to think about one thing, maybe two things. Live it, love it, own it. Okay, there's 3. Love what you do and do what you love. If you're not, find a way to love it or find a way eventually to do what you love. And lastly, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.